Hello, Anne. What a shock! Involved in a controversy. The world is mesmerized by it. Well, first of all, I had an opportunity to speak to you yesterday, and then I spoke to you last night on Hannity and Combs. I want you, in your own words, explain what was going on at this event.
7,000 right-wing news junkies every year. I go every year. You go almost every year. Most of them college Republicans. And it's a really fun, boisterous event. I whip up the crowd with fun speeches. And this was part of one. You're going to play more of the speech, right?
Yeah, I think we have the other cuts standing by here, Greg.
You ought to just, take off the last 20 minutes of the show and run the whole speech and question and answer.
Well,
I think your listeners would enjoy that.
No, well, we played it last night on Hannity and Combs, and you stuck up for gays and lesbians at a different point in the speech, and I'll get to that here in a second. But more specifically, what do you say? Most of the speech was about humor. You were telling jokes the whole time here. So for the context of those people that don't understand what this joke was about, there is a character, an actor by the name of Isaiah Washington. He's in the show Grey's Anatomy, which is a medical drama. And he had to go to rehab or checked himself into rehab after he used that word about a fellow actor.
Right. And I suspect everyone listening to your show knows about that. I guess Pat is out in America now. You're primarily in New York City. I give a lot of speeches out in America. I frequently visit America, and Americans were pretty freaked out about somebody going into a rehab for using a word, and that's, of course, what I was referring to, and I don't think there's anything offensive about any variation of faggy, faggotry, faggot, fag. It's a schoolyard taunt. It means wussy. It means, Hillary giving a speech in a fake Southern drawl. That's faggy. A trial lawyer who weeps before juries is faggy. Lifetime TV, faggy. Everyone understood I was not literally calling, for one thing, I wasn't calling John Edwards anything. That was the whole point. I couldn't talk about him, his life's work, his appeasement policies, his wimpiness on foreign policy, because that word is out of bounds. So in point of fact, I called John Edwards nothing. I said I couldn't even discuss him, because using any variation of that totally excellent word would send me into rehab.
Pat Caddell, your reaction?
Well, I'm used to it, and I always like Anne's humor. It always drives people nuts. The point is that I didn't quite get the connection with John Edwards on the little clip. I got a better context when you did more of the speech. But, hey, look, the point of the matter is that Anne is, what I can say to you, Anne, is they're afraid of you. I wish everyone was afraid of me the way they were attacking you. I'd be in business again.
Let me ask this, Anne, in this regard. If other people interpret that word differently. So, for example, they view it, well, that's a taunt against the gay lifestyle. That's how they view it. And they're saying, Ann Coulter's a...
Yes, it could be used that way. I gather that's the way Isaiah Washington used it. That, I think, is an incorrect of the word, use of the word. I still don't think you should be sent to rehab for it. But no one thinks that's what I was saying. I was talking about the Democrats, said I couldn't discuss them without using the word. Everyone knows, and John Edwards particularly, with the whole, too, America.
It's English. It's not American. You're absolutely right in the English context of the word.